Simon & Schuster Audio presents Buzz, Sting, Bite. Why We Need Insects by Anne Sverdrup-Tegeson. Translated by Lucy Moffat. Read by Kristen Millward.
Preface. I've always liked spending time outdoors, especially in the forest, preferably in places where signs of human life are few and far between, and evidence of our modern impact scarce, among trees older than any living person, trees that have toppled headlong, nose-diving into the springy moss. Here they lie, in prostrate silence, as life continues its eternal round dance. The insects come to the dead trees in their hordes. Bark beetles party in the sap that ferments beneath the bark. Longhorn beetle larvae trace ingenious patterns on the surface of the wood, and like tiny crocodiles, wireworms greedily snap up anything that moves within the rotting wood. Together, thousands of insects, fungi and bacteria work to break down dead matter and transform it into new life. I feel incredibly lucky to be able to research such an exciting topic, because I have a fantastic job. I'm a professor at the Norwegian University of Life Sciences, NMBU, where I work as a scientist, teacher and communicator. One day I might be reading about new research, digging deep and losing myself in scientific detail. The next, I'm due to give a lecture and have to look for an overarching structure in a given subject area, find examples and illustrate why the issue matters to you and me. Maybe it will end up as a post on our research blog, Insect Økologene, the Insect Ecologists. Sometimes I work outdoors. I seek out ancient hollow oaks or map forests affected to varying degrees by logging. All this I do in the company of my wonderful colleagues and students. When I tell people I work with insects, they often ask me, "What good are wasps?" or "Why do we even need mosquitoes and deer flies?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?